We're 39 years on the road. I've not been involved for those 39, but I've been at the very first function, actually, in 1976, and it's always great to see. Even on that night, we only had about 19 different categories. Now we've up to 41 different awards on the night. And the development and the build-up and the, as you say, the amount of people that's involved in sport in Donegal is unbelievable. From minority sports to the mainstream sports that we all get to know about and get publicity on, but there's a lot of minority sports that only for the Donegal Sports Star Awards would probably not be heard tell of in terms of Donegal and Donegal sport.
Now let's start at the top. Mark English, the winner last night. Perhaps not a big surprise because he had a truly outstanding year. He's in New York today to take part in a medley relay at the New Balance Indoor Games. He really is a rising star, and his father Joe accepted the award on his behalf last night, and Mark was perhaps even ahead of his own schedule in terms of what he achieved last year.
He was, yeah. He probably went to the European Championships with a target of reaching that final. Naturally, once one reaches a final, one has to look at where he's going to finish in that race. But he started the season in America and ran second to David Rudisha, the world record holder in Kenya at the Diamond League meet in New York. And from there on, he progressed throughout the whole season, culminating in that fantastic bronze medal at the European Indoor Championships. And later on in the year, actually went on and represented Europe at the Intercontinental Competition, where he finished fourth overall in that Intercontinental Competition in Marrakesh. Again, you say it was a foregone conclusion maybe that he was going to win the overall Sports Star Awards, but there was seven names there that we listed out, shortlisted last night, and you know, any one of them on another day were definitely worthy winners of an overall Sports Star Awards, but unfortunately in one year we can only have one winner.
And I suppose it's worth highlighting, you know, Mark's achievement, that bronze medal at the top level in athletics, the competition, people from all over the world, huge numbers involved. And as Joe mentioned last night in receiving the award, you know, medals like this for a country like Ireland are few and far between. And that just shows the scale of his achievement.
Absolutely. I mean, it's his first middle distance medal in a long, long time at European Championships. And middle distance being a natural endurance event, the African countries at world level dominate. And to be in there figuring and to finish fourth in an intercontinental competition where actually two Africans were ahead of him, it shows where he still is ranked. He's beaten the Americans, he's beaten the Oceanic areas, he's beaten the Oriental athletes. So apart for Europe and Kenya, that's where the middle distance base is. And we've seen that at Olympic Games in the recent past. We've seen it with Mo Farah, and we've seen it throughout the world, that the Kenyans, the Africans, the Ethiopians are all the mainstay of middle distance athletics. And Mark is up there now mixing with them. I had the pleasure of being Mark's team manager in 2012 at the World Junior Championships, where he finished fifth in that World Junior 800 metres. An actual fact that the two lads that finished first and second in that race went on later on that summer to finish second and third in the Olympic Games behind David Rudisha. It shows the calibre of athlete that Mark English is, and the calibre of athlete that he's actually mixing with when he's out there.
Now, at the level that he's competing, 800 metres, 1/100th of a second can be the margin between winning and losing something, even less than 1/100th of a second. In terms of the year ahead, Neil, 2015, and then the following year, and World Championships and Olympics that we can possibly be looking forward to as well. Would Mark be setting a target of maybe dropping his time by a full second in the year ahead, or how much would he be looking ahead like that?
Absolutely. He has to go to, well, he doesn't have to go, but he will be going to the European Indoor Championships. I'm sure the target there has to be another medal, irrespective of time when you make a final at the Indoor Championships. But in reality, to achieve at World Championship level, which is in Beijing in August time, and then we'd progress on to Olympic Games of next year, and to even dream of making a final at the Olympic Games, you need to be running 142s, 142 lows, which is something around 142.20, somewhere around that, to be able to actually achieve and be competitive when you get there. and that's the target Mark English is achieving, or is attaining to, and hopefully will achieve.
Now, Mark, of course, had a great year. The Sports Star Awards last night also had, for the first time, a young sports person of the year award. Again, there were some very strong candidates here. And it was another athlete, Carl Griffin, who secured that award. A great year for him, and he's another person to look out for in the coming 12 months.
Well, if I were Mark English, I'd be looking over my shoulder, looking for Carl Griffin, but that's the way athletics and the sport of athletics is, which I know very well. Yes, Carl Griffin, you look at Ryan McHugh, who was young athlete, young footballer of the year and last year, nominated for that. You had John Kelly, one of the best throwers in the country at the moment, actually as a 18-year-old last year, finished third in the National Senior Shot Put Championships, and Rachel Dara from the Badminton Club, who is an Irish international. You had four very, very worthy nominees there, and again, Carol come out top. Carol being ranked 11th in the world in 2014 at 800 junior, and finished 12th overall at the World Championships in Oregon, in Eugene, in Oregon, in July of last year. One for the future, absolutely, and has, I watched him last week actually down in Athlone again, and has improved not only physically, but improved in terms of speed and strength in the competitions, and is more confident in what he's doing at the moment, and looks a good athlete and will be a good athlete for the future, yes.
Now, the special guest last night was Sean O'Rourke from RTE, and no doubt he was impressed by the sheer volume of achievements being won by so many people in Donegal.
Absolutely. He was talking to me late on last night, whatever time he left the hotel at, it was probably around about 1:30 or so, but he was so impressed with the amount of names, the amount of nominees, and in actual fact, the amount of minority sports that we have covered. And again, as I say, that's entirely up to the general public to nominate the people for these awards, because we, as a committee, can only decide on what we receive. And if we don't receive a nomination, well, we don't look at it. And it's as simple as that, and therefore it puts us under a bit of spotlight if we miss out on someone. But that's what we do. But the minority sports he was very much involved with, and very much impressed with what. And indeed, we talk about minority sports. There's people in those minority sports, whatever they may be, that are Irish champions.
Yes.
And we don't realise that here in Donegal. Every one of those 164 nominees, be it managers, be it team, be it award of appreciation, all those, they're all involved in a sport that's developing their own sport, commitment to that sport, and developing it as it goes along. And we honour that reward as well through award of appreciation and team manager awards and team awards and all those other special recognition awards that we have. And I gave out last night.
And it is a cliche, and we've said it before, but to be nominated is an achievement in itself, because it shows you have reached a very high standard.
Absolutely, yes. And again, we had in boxing, we had people that were Irish champions. We had in athletics alone, we had people that were Irish champions, we had equestrian people, all different various sports. Rugby, girls that actually competed in the Six Nations and were triumphant in the Six Nations. And again, we have those type of athlete here, sports person here in Donegal, that is out there week in, week out, in the hard slog, as they say, trying to improve and beginning to improve. So it's delightful to have so many. But getting back to Sean O'Rourke, he was a very, very entertaining guest speaker. You interviewed him and you got on, and we had a great interest in his comments about Donegal, about his work, about his involvement in sport. And I mean, that's what it was about. But he was as equally as impressed as we were in the show that we developed last night and put on last night, with the amount of people in that function room, over 600 and 41 awards, and we were able to, for want of a better word, get it over without it being too late, so as to speak, that people get home at a decent hour. But again, on a night like that, every athlete that's nominated deserves the recognition that they should get.
Some very popular winners last night, and there was a lot of cheering and celebrations. Just touching on some of the awards, the Team of the Year, the Terman Ladies GAA team, bringing back that club title. Francie Friel was manager of the year. And, you know, that was one of the big highlights of the year. A small club which won an All-Ireland title. It was incredible.
Exactly, Chris. And you know what? A rural club that develops a bunch of sports people, a team that can achieve what them girls and Termin have achieved in 2014 is unbelievable. They were unbeaten in Donegal. They were unbeaten in Ulster. And they were unbeaten in Ireland. You know, and they're a club team, which makes it equally strong because they're coming from the same locality, the same base, and they have developed that. And, you know, yes, they were very enthusiastic and they enjoyed their night. They got three awards, and rightly so. We give the team manager of the year award to Francie Friel, the team award to Termin, and Geraldine McLaughlin for her achievements in the All-Ireland final alone got a Brendan McDade Special Achievement Award. And, you know, those are the things that we honour and those are the things we deal with in, on their night. And again, those girls are a credit to themselves, a credit to their family and indeed to Termin GAA Club because they have brought them all together and, you know, they've been building on this for about 8 or 10 years probably. I mean, I remember going back a number of years ago in my own local club and Termin and them meeting in a Donegal final and things like that. And, you know, they have been working at it and developed. And again, it's about the same old story. If you've got the right people that's going to be determined to encourage one another along, you'll get somewhere.
Now, we mentioned Termin, a small club. Another small club are Burt GAA Club and the Hall of Fame last night, James McLaughlin, a man who younger people mightn't be too aware of, mm-hmm. but in the 70s and 80s, very much involved in building up the club. And prior to that, had been one of the greatest hurlers, by all accounts, that Donegal had. And it's great to see somebody like him getting an award. And that's what the Hall of Fame is all about.
Yes, Chris, that's exactly right. What the Hall of Fame is about is rewarding those people that have been there, done that, and basically wore the T-shirt. You know, because James McLaughlin has done it all. As he said himself, going away to represent Ulster in an interprovincial competition, which was probably the Railway Cup at that stage. He had to get a train from St. Johnson into Derry and another train to Belfast or wherever he was going. And you know what? There's not many people at that function last night would remember a train in Donegal, not alone one that was coming from St. Johnson into Derry. And again, rightfully so, to be honoured in that on a night like last night. And again, there's so many people in the county that we, as a committee, could and will hopefully over the years get an opportunity to honour in the same fashion. But it was comical that we were standing on the stage with James and Sean O'Rourke, asked him who was the two hardest defenders or forwards he ever marked. He was a half forward by all means. He says the two men hardest men he ever marked was Eddie Kerr and Jimmy Doyle of Tipperary. Now, as a young fella, I remember those two guys, and they were the best of the best. And he was up there marking those boys.
Yeah, great
and
story.
Just tells you where he's been.
Yeah.
And then to come back and to develop again and to build the club up again when it was at a low ebb back in the early 80s or late 70s and get to where they are today as one of the strong pins again of Ulster hurling. Mm. Fantastic for him.
Now, just briefly going through some of the individual categories, Cian Hickey won the basketball award. Michael Gallagher of Finn Valley Boxing Club, who of course had that bronze medal at the Youth Olympics Games in China, he won the boxing award. Clay Pigeon Shoot, it's a regular every year at the Sports Star Awards. Garage driver getting that one. In cycling, young Kira Dugan getting the award there. A special athlete, great applause for Meg Carr of Letterkenny and Patrick Quinlivan of Letterkenny, both of whom have achieved so much. Mm-hmm. Equestrian, again, a minority sport. With 8 or 9 nominations. Lisa Moore from Remelton coming out with that award. Neil McGee won the GAA award. Kyle McCarron, a young golfer, certainly a person to watch out for. He won the Irish Youth's Amateur Close Championships, and Porra Carrington and Rory McIlroy, previous winners there, he won the golf. Alicia McLaughlin won the gymnastics. In hockey, James Curry, the first Donegal person to get a senior Irish international cap, getting that award. Hurling, Paul Sheridan from Éirua in Ballyshannon, the Donegal hurling very much on an upward curve, the county team getting up to Division 2 for this coming season. Martial arts, Samantha Weir, great success at the All-Ireland Judo Championships for her. We had a new category, John Joe McGee winning the drafts category there for Mind Sports. And apparently the Inishowen Drafts League has been described as the best in Europe, so obviously stiff competition. Young Richard Kerr from Kilmacrenan. Kilmacrenan, a real stronghold for motor cycling. He came out top there. Motorsport, Declan and Brian Boyle. Well, what a great year they had in the National Tarmac Championship, and numerous successes for them. And of course, winning the Donegal International was a real highlight. Noel O'Donnell of Bonagie United, the Para Athlete Award, a great year for Noel. He was recognised by the FAI as a Football for All Player of the Year Award winner. Started playing football for St. Joseph's School for the Deaf in Cabra in Dublin, has represented Ireland in the Deaf Olympics, and a great story there. Mick Coleman from Stranorler in powerlifting. He also had another superb year. The Professional Sport Achievement Award, Seamus Coleman of Everton, who really is a player with a bright future in already achieved so much.
And coming in there, Seamus won the Soccer Award as an amateur before he left Kelly Beggs and went on, and then
great to see that progression.
As indeed with Mark English, who won the Primary School Boy Award. He won the Secondary School Boy Award, he won the Athletic Award, and last night he got the Overall Award, which is a natural progression since 2006.
Worth keeping the programme from the night for a few years and seeing who comes up again. Yeah. Another highlight last night, Neil, the footage on the night really added to the occasion. In rowing, Conor McKay of Lochras Point Rowing Club was the winner of that award, and we had footage of him out in a race in Killybegs. The oar broke for one of the four rowers on the team. He had to do extra work and they won the race. And it really added to the whole atmosphere.
Yeah, and apparently in the sport of rowing, there's two, that was a four, so there was two on the left and two on the right. The one on the right broke. He had to actually work twice as hard to keep the boat in a straight line as the other two lads were doing on the other side to keep the two oars going. And it looked very good, actually. Good footage. And again, we have to thank Shane McGillion and his AVC team for all those footage that we received them and we hand them over, and he puts them up on his show, and it's been an excellent show for the last number of years.
In rugby, Nora Stapleton from Fawn, another great year with the Irish Rugby Club. And sailing, we mentioned the footage. Now, this was the most dramatic footage of all. The winner, Sean McCarter of Buncrana, just to give a couple of details, he's going to be presented with the prestigious Outstanding Seamanship Award at a function in New York, and that'll take place in March. Now, he's receiving the award for his role as skipper in the dramatic life-saving rescue of a crew member in the Pacific Ocean last March during the Clipper Round the World Yacht Race. And we saw last night the footage of a guy floating in the Pacific Ocean who must have thought that his time was up. And miraculously, they somehow managed to locate him and get him back on board.
And you could see him up and down between the swells of the waves, that you lose him, he comes back into view again. Yeah. You lose him, he comes back into view again, until they eventually got to him. And it was very, very graphic.
Just going through the rest of the winners. Snooker, Anthony Boner of Northwest Snooker Club won that. Kira Grant, a name who's come up over the years. A great night for her.
She won the schoolgirl award winner as well, prior to getting into soccer.
Sarah Meehan from Ballyshannon winning Surf Lifesaving, which we've seen in a couple of years recently. Matthew McGarrigle, Ballyshannon, won the swimming. Kieran Murray of Remelton, the Transplant Athlete Award, another great story. He had a kidney transplant, in fact, two kidney transplants. He was doing a bit of couch to 5K, decided to do a bit of 5K running. His times kept coming down, went to the European Transplant Games and came back with a haul of medals. Fantastic stuff.
Took 5 minutes of his PB from May to September.
Yeah, incredible.
Fantastic stuff.
Incredible, inspirational.
It just shows what people can actually do when they bite the bullet and feel that they want to do it.
In triathlon, Christine Russell, another name to look out for. She's really punching above her weight, winning a number of big competitions. Then we went on to the Schools Award, and Donegal County Council, the main sponsors, they've been long involved in the Schools Awards and now the overall sponsors for several years. Shane O'Donnell won from Skullcullenkill, won the Primary School Sports Boy. Saoirse Boner of Caju, the sports girl. The secondary school sports boy went to Brendan O'Donnell of St. Eunan's College. Karen Ward of St. Columba's won the secondary school sports girl. Team Manager Coach Award, we've mentioned, went to Francie Friel of Termon, and Breed McGinty of Laggan Harps won the Appreciation Award. Termon won the Team Award. Primary Schools, Skullnave Fiacra of Illustrin. The Primary School Teacher Award, Moira McColl of Caju National School, one of the smaller national schools. They had a great year. Mulroy College won the Secondary School Award. Stephen Duhan of PCC Falcarra won the Secondary School Sports Teacher Award. The Finesse Gymnastics Display Team, who've appeared at London, in Switzerland and Scotland in front of huge crowds and have really been a credit to the county, they won the International Recognition Award. As we mentioned, the Brendan McDade Memorial Special Achievement Award went to Geraldine McLaughlin. And special recognition awards to the Donegal Men County Darts Team and Malachy McDermott of Cockhill Celtic, who had such a great year. Time, unfortunately, beating us, Neil, but in a nutshell, it was another great night for all involved. And next year, the 40th.
Yes, we start planning from today for the 29th of January 2016 for our 40th Donegal Sports Star Awards. And just to finally, before we finish up, a sincere thank you to Donegal County Council for their continued support and sponsorship of the event, because in these days and ages it's just nearly impossible to provide a venue and event like what we did last night without assistance, and the Donegal County Council continually to provide that assistance.